Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
It is 30 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again welcome those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our listeners joining us around the world through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. It is New Music Monday, so of course we begin our new music segment by featuring Chaka Khan and her brand new single featuring Lecrae with It's Not Over. That last song you heard there was Jason Pierre with One of Those Love Songs, so we definitely appreciate both of those artists. Our next guest is also a recording artist that has gotten a whole lot of attention because of her songwriting skills, but many people have gotten to know her as well in front of the mic as well. Tammy Luttrell is making her first appearance on the program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to bring music to life through words, and of course to share that with her fans as well. Tammy, good evening and welcome to Conversations Live. We're glad you could join us this evening. You know, Tammy, I think one of the...
Can you hear me? I can.
Thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Doing really well. You know, Tammy, you know, I spent the past couple of days, you know, definitely going through some of your videos. Of course, we've been listening to your music on Amazon.com. You are one of those people that it's very obvious that you love music, that music is something that you're passionate about. What has it been like for you to be able to share that with other people?
Man, you know, I just feel like it was what I was born to do. And so it's not something that takes work. You know, it's something that's a passion. It's just something that I love. So, what you know, it does take work as far as the effort, but it doesn't feel like work is, you know, the best way to probably say it. So I've just always, you know, been tapped into, you know, being creative musically and writing and singing and dancing and all of that. And it comes natural for me. So to be able to share it with others, and you know, especially on the songwriting, to be able to have people, you know, their lives are touched and changed by the type of songs that I write, that's just been like the most rewarding, I feel, you know, because it gives me purpose, and it shows that, you know, the gift that God gave me is actually reaching someone, and I couldn't ask for a better gift.
Yeah, and it definitely is a gift, and we hear all the time that, you know, if we're true to the gift, it'll make room for us, and I think, you know, the recognition you've gotten as a songwriter definitely is a testament to that. But Tammy, as I mentioned, you also are an accomplished recording artist as well. You know, it's not just being able to write words, but you're able then to put a voice with them. You know, that to me is an experience that not everybody understands, you know, to be able
right.
to... You know, to be able to not only write, but also to record as well. Do you find that when you're recording music, that is almost an extension of yourself that you're sharing with music lovers?
Yeah, I do. It's kind of like having an idea and, you know, the idea itself is my lyrics. But
yeah.
The finished product that's going to be on the shelves is when I actually step in front of the mic, you know? So you just
exactly.
have all these great ideas all day and you know, melodies and concepts and, you know, different harmonies and all that stuff, but it really is nothing until you step in front of the microphone, or if I, you know, get another artist that I'm developing to, you know, step in front of the microphone and make it come to fruition. That's when it's like, wow, you know, it's like that's when the magic happens, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's great to be able to have those ideas. And like I said, I've had people come up to me like, girl, I did not know you wrote this song for Keisha Cole. Oh, my God, I was going through a situation, you know, with an abusive relationship, or I was just in an unhealthy marriage or something. And, you know, that type of song that I wrote helped them get out of their situation, you know? So.
Yeah.
I didn't even necessarily have to sing it, but I got somebody else to sing it, and it's an extension of me because I wrote it from personal experience, you know?
Right. And you know, that's a good point that you bring up, and I want to stay with that for a second, because I think, you know, a lot of times people's lives, you know, are almost defined by the music that they listen to. You know, when they're you're feeling a certain way, you know who you want to put on. You know who you want to listen to either get
right.
you in that right mood. If you just want to stay in that mood for a minute, you know what music to play that kind of
right.
talks about that. What is it that inspires you? What is inspiration for you that then allows you to be able to share that with us?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, being a songwriter, you have to transform a lot because, you know, I may go into the studio because I'm going through something and I use it as my escape, but not all the time will my experience fit someone else.
Right.
There have been times like the Whitney Houston situation, you know, me writing for her. I wrote that song about a boyfriend and I, you know, we were at the club and I had these girls hating on me and stuff like that. And so that helped me to come home and write this record, which ended up being her first single. But, you know, a lot of times when you're writing for other people, you have to transform into them and what they may like. And, you know, the way you deliver the song may not be necessarily the same way you deliver it if you are the artist.
Right.
So it's almost like you have to be able to morph and channel that person so that they can connect with it. And that's why I like working with artists when I'm writing for their project, because I get a chance to be around them, look at their mannerisms. They tell me their business, you know, and I just
right.
kind of get into their life. And then I'm able to say, that's what it is. That's what I want to write about. Let's channel that emotion. Let's
gotcha.
Put that down. You know, so, I mean, I try to just stay in the lane of just creating. I don't let a lot of stuff on the outside inspire me. Like, I rarely listen to the radio, you know, a lot of, you know, mainstream stuff. I try to check out stuff that's up and coming, the next stuff. You know, I don't really care too much about what's now because that's just trending, you know. But what about what's next, you know? And so
right.
I listen to that stuff and to see where people are coming from. And sometimes, you know, it just falls from the sky. I mean, and that's how you know it's divine, when you just get inspired by something. It could be something that someone said. It could be a sign that I passed by while I was driving on the road. You know, that kind of stuff is, to me, divine, when you can just literally be given an idea, a concept, and then you get inspired off of that, you know. And even real life, being around people in their situations and hearing stories about what people are going through. I may not even know them, but I may have overheard a conversation, and I'm like, that's a concept. That's an idea.
Right, right. You know what, and that's what I think that's the thing about being always open, you know, always being open to the opportunities that are around us, and that's something I think all of us can learn from. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Tammy Luttrell is making her first visit here on the program, talking to us not only about the songwriting skills that have made her really one of those go-to individuals, but also what it's been like for her to be able to bring her own songs to life as well. You know, one of the singles that I got to know you from, Tammy's a single we're going to be listening to here in a moment, and that's It's Over. You know, one of the things that people have said about you as an artist, and you actually alluded to this a minute ago when you were talking about working with other artists and basically getting in that place with them, that's a lot of trust that takes place between the artist and the songwriter. Talk to us about what it's like to know that you have earned that trust, that you have earned that place to be able to come into their lives and to bring a part of themselves to life through music.
Yeah, you know, it's an honor, and I treat my gifts that I have, you know, with the utmost respect. I don't abuse it, and I don't take advantage of it. You know, I think that me being able to have a gift like this, I really have to, you know, nurture it. And so I do the same with the relationships that I have with my clients. You know, it's just like providing a service. You know, you go to get your car, you know, changed, you know, your tires rotated, or you get a service to your car, you want to make sure that they provide a good service so that they come back again, you know. And so that's how I treat everything, with great customer service, communication, and I just be myself with them and let them know that it's okay to be transparent with me. And, you know, if we want to go there, let's go there. And it is definitely confidential, and you can trust me. But I also let my music speak for itself, so that when they listen to the melodies and stuff that we're coming up with, they're like, oh, wow, she's the real deal. You know, she's turning around, you know, great material, great record. And I almost, you know, when I'm working with artists, I work with them step by step and baby steps, because some of them are writers and some of them are not. But you still want to make them feel included. You still want to make them feel a part of the song so that they can identify with it. And then once they listen at the end of the night and they're like, oh, my God, this is great, then I have a satisfied customer. You know, I'm going to get my paycheck, I'll give my publishing, and they're going to say great things about me, which is then going to travel because, you know, word of mouth is like the best salesperson. And right. I'll get more clients and I'll get more phone calls. So I just treat it like that. I treat it with, you know, like a business, and that's what it is. You have to provide great customer service to your clients. You just never know who may be the next breakout star, and they think about you because they know you can handle business and come out with great products.
Yeah. Tammy, you know what? You just gave a real lesson right there. I mean, I think that people, regardless of what their gift is, they could learn a lot from what you just said, because so many people do not treat their gift like a business, and because of that, it suffers. So that you look, there's. I hope you guys are writing that down. If not, you need to go back and listen to the replay a little bit later. Tammy, we're going to listen to this single, It's Over. When we come back, though, I want to talk about what you have in store for your fans in 2013, and also what it's been like for you to stay in contact with them through the social sites as well, okay?
Cool. All right.
All right, you're listening to Conversations Live. Here is Tammy Luttrell with her single, It's Over. We'll be right back with more conversations. Stay with us.
Yeah, I think I loved you too much. That's why I put up with so much. But this time around,
with It's Over here on Conversations Live. We're actually speaking with the young lady herself. She's been talking with us not only about the gift that she has, but what it's been like for her to share that with the world. One of the ways now, of course, that people are able to connect with artists like yourself, Tammy, of course, are the social sites like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. What has it been like for you to not have to wait for a concert or a tour to be able to stay connected with your fans, but now really in seconds you can hear back from them about their thoughts on your music, your career, and how much you've impacted them?
You know, some people who are already in the industry still don't take advantage of the benefits of social networking. You know, one thing about our fans, they're valuable to us as artists and songwriters because they support us, they promote us, they get the word out about us, you know, and they are like our own marketing team, you know. And if people would look at it from that point of view, they will understand the reasons why, you know, you have to be in touch with your fans, especially because everybody else is doing it now, you know. So it's like at the end of the day, you want to be able to be relatable, you know. You want people to engage in you. We live in a time now where, you know, leaks are coming out quicker than ever. You know, people are trying to, you know, release albums and stuff, and it's all getting leaked. You got the whole piracy issue with people downloading free music. Everything is at a quicker disposal now for just the general public. So you have to really, really hone in on who your target audience is, who your true fans are, and you have to connect with them. You know, one person that I really, really admire, just how he interacts, and he's always, you know, just literally acting as if he's right there with his fans. At least that's how I feel, because I'm a fan too. He's Ryan Leslie. I've been following Ryan Leslie for a very long time, and I remember when all he had at one time was a simple, basic website like a blog, and then he had his videos that he would actually get his videographer to just edit in the studio. You know, but it was the fact that he talked to you and he engaged the listener, I mean the viewer, who was also a fan, and showed them how he actually comes up with his beats. And yeah, it was chopped up and edited, but just for the sake of time, you know. But overall, he showed the gift that he had, how he was able to share it with the world. And then he let his fans do majority of the promotion for him. So you didn't have to hire a huge PR a firm or a huge marketing team. Like, your fans are your number one key factor when it comes down to promoting your music, as long as you know how to engage them, interact with them, you know, replying to their tweets, retweeting their tweets, you know, leaving comments and replying on Facebook. You know, if they inbox you, message them back, you know. I mean, we're all human at the end of the day, and yes, some people have different gifts, you know, and you're blessed to be in a position like this. But remember who supports you, and that's your fans. Your fans buy your music. They download your songs, your mixtapes. They, you know, root for you ultimately. And so I think a lot of artists need to take advantage of it, especially independent artists, because financially you just don't have it like that to be able to hire a huge team, and you don't have a record label with a backing to push you and have a whole marketing campaign behind you. So rally up your loyal fans and make them your online street team, you know, and really, really engage and let them know, hey, it's not just about me. You are a part of my team, you know. And I'm just really grateful to be able to connect in that. I got my degree in journalism and PR, so that also helped, because I was able to see the world morphing into this whole digital space that we have now. And I was a cut above it because I had already learned HTML and coding and all that kind of stuff. So I was able to see how Facebook morphed into this billion-dollar company, because at one time Facebook was just for college kids, you know?
Right, right.
And I was one of those kids that had an account with Facebook, and I would keep in touch with my friends and stuff that I went to school with through there. It wasn't open to the public. But you can just see how, you know, the digital era has really transformed and opened up so many doors for you to connect and your fans to feel like they're right there with you. I also have FanBridge, which is another tool that I use. I think all independent artists need it. For a minimal fee, you know, you can schedule your tweets out. You can send out newsletters. You can create, like, a digest that is like a summary of all of your events and stuff for the week, just in case you have people who don't really check on you all the time. Your digest can go directly to your newsletter club. I mean, it's just so much. It's just a wealth of tools that you can use inside of FanBridge. It also lets you know people that, you know, are your loyal street team that you may want to have sign up, because they can actually determine what side of your fan base they want to sign up on. And then it sends auto tweets out, you know, to build up your database. So you know, people can ask me questions and I reply to them. I mean, you can literally go to my fan bridge and see, like, all of the questions that my fans have asked and I've replied to. And that keeps them coming back. You know, they're interested in what other people are asking me and what those answers are going to be, you know? So
exactly.
I think it's a really great thing.
And, you know, too, Tammy, I'm glad you mentioned that with the fan bridge, because one of the things that you've done, because I stay in contact with you on Facebook as well, one of the things mm-hmm. you've done is you've opened yourself up to, you know, being able to take questions, to, you know, to share some of the knowledge, just like you're doing here. I mean, something that is really invaluable for people who are trying to make it. You know, do you think that has been one of the other reasons why people gravitate to you, but not only the realness that they get and the talent, but also your ability to share and want to see others succeed as well?
Yes, I definitely think that's helped. And I would strongly suggest that people who are trying to be in the business, or, you know, people who are already in the business but may not be as interactive as they should be, I think that it's a lesson learned in that. You know, one person I can say has really stepped up her game is Beyonce. You know, for at one time you couldn't find Beyonce on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or anything, but she realizes where the industry is going, you know, and you have to connect with your fans again. So, I mean, it seems like now every week we're getting a new picture from B, you know,
yeah.
Whether it's just like promoting her new endorsement, or if it's just her in the shower, you know, standing posing with a cute outfit on or something like that. Maybe the picture I'm referring to, it looked like something that was going to be shot for a magazine or something. But, you know, she's starting to be creative, and her team has equipped her, you know, with saying, hey, you know, you need to reach out. You need to keep your website updated. And, you know, they definitely, her and Jay killed it when they controlled the press after they had their daughter by
right.
putting out their own picture and their own message to where people have to come to them to get information. And you know what that does? It keeps down all of the blog hate, because you have a lot of bloggers out there who just sit behind their computers, they're digital gangsters, talking about a whole bunch of celebrities, don't know half of the story. And I myself, I know, because I also work in entertainment media and blogging and stuff for a radio station out here in Houston. So I see it on a day-to-day, because it comes through my site, and then we also get wind of news and everything. But you got to have some type of integrity. And there are bloggers out there who don't have integrity. They don't care. And you know who I'm talking about. I don't even have to bring it up. But they'll
right.
just literally create stuff just so that they can get a click, you know.
Right.
And so I think B and J did a great job by controlling their press. They didn't have to get paid to do a cover with about the announcement of the birth of their daughter, you know, on a magazine. They put it on their site so people can come to them and get the information that they put out. So when you start being strategic like that, you control your own press. You control your own media. And that's what I'm hoping that people understand, is that you have to be able to take the reins back and take control, ultimately, of what you want your audience to see, but still be relatable and still be, you know, something that doesn't seem too far off to where they won't get it. You want to appear
right.
as if you're always there all the time.
Yeah, that's it. And I think you really hit it when you talked about that connection. You have to be able to have that connection, because for a lot of people, that's what they're buying into, is that connection that they feel with you. Again, everyone, Tammy Littrell is sharing some great information. I mean, I think, again, you know, it's great for recording artists, but I think for anybody building their business and their brand, she's really dropping some jewels here, and we really appreciate it. Tammy, I know our listeners want to know how they can stay in contact with you because of new music that will be coming out from you. And also, I noticed on the Facebook and Twitter you were posting about upcoming events. Where is the best place for them to go for that information?
All right, so I'm really simple and straight to the point. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter by searching Tammy Littrell, TamiLatrell. So you can search Tammy Littrell, no spaces, no hyphens on Instagram. You can find me and follow me. You can search on Twitter, Tammy Littrell, TamiLatrell on Twitter, and follow me. You can also find me on Facebook by searching TamiLatrell, and you'll find me. So
okay.
I'm there. And I have upcoming events. To answer your question, I got South by Southwest coming up in Austin. I don't know if you ever heard of South by Southwest.
I have.
It's a huge music and technology conference that goes on, a festival that happens every year. And so I'll be headed out there Saturday. I have to be out there by noon for press. And I have possibly two showcases. I know for sure I have one showcase that night, But, you know, things change daily. I possibly have another show after I do press early on in the day. So if you guys are out in Austin, make sure you come out. You can go to South by Southwest website and look at the schedule. I'll be on with Brian Angel, who's going on at 11:30 at Bar 90, if I'm not mistaken. I have all the details on my Facebook page. That's facebook.com/TammyLatrellFans. And you can get all the information there and just stay in touch with me, follow me, hit me up, tell me, you know, who you are, introduce yourself. I'm always looking to connect with my fans, and I appreciate all of the support. And thank you, Cyrus, for, you know, this opportunity.
Well, look, Tammy, it's a pleasure. You know, you mentioned Brian. I remember the single you guys had last year, 808, another hot
yeah.
track. Yeah, you guys
so you know
had
we're performing that. Yeah. Yes.
Oh,
we're
you are? Cool.
That tonight. Yes.
All right.
Yes,
all
yes.
right. So you guys definitely have to go out. Yeah, you guys definitely have to go out and support Tammy Latrell. Tammy, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Cyrus. Bless you. Thanks.
All right. Bless you as well. Tammy Latrell, everyone, make sure you do stay in contact with her by going to twitter.com/TammyLatrell. Also, she mentioned she's on Facebook at facebook.com/TammyLatrellFans, and then Instagram as well. You can find her there. Just search for Tammy Latrell. A lot of great information from a very talented woman, not only as, of course, a, you know, award-winning songwriter, but also a, you know, an individual who's a recording artist that really knows how to get to the heart through music and words. A lot of great information she shared here, guys, about the importance of being true to your craft and being able to be approachable as well. And then one of the things I really liked that she said that really stuck with me is the importance, of course, of staying in contact with your fans, because you never know, you know, when that connection is something that you're going to need. So a lot of great information from Tammy. Again, make sure you guys stay in contact with her. And if you're in, of course, the area where she's going to be coming up, make sure you do check her out. Again, all the information is on her Facebook and Twitter pages. That's going to do it for us for this hour here at Conversations Live. If you missed any part of the program, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast, thanks to our friends at Blog Talk, about 5 minutes after we go off the air. Just go to the same link that we posted on Facebook and Twitter. You can click on that link. You can either replay the entire interview there, or you can actually look underneath where it says download this episode, and you can download it as an MP3. Thanks to our partners at iTunes. You can also find it at iTunes for completely for free. Just go to iTunes.com and, of course, search for Conversations with Cyrus Webb. You'll be able to pull it up from there. That's going to do it for us until tomorrow morning with Breakfast with Books. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thank you for choosing to listen to Conversations Live. Have a great evening.